This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. One safeguard many people opt out of is flood insurance. This already powerful hurricane season has shown everyone the devastation floodwaters can cause, and only 2 in 10 homeowners in Harvey's path had flood insurance. Insurance expert Burl Daniel at his office in Fort Worth talks about the importance of coverage in North Texas. Burl Daniel, thanks for joining me.
Appreciate you having me today.
First off, when you see footage of this summer's hurricane destruction, especially the catastrophic flooding in the Houston area, as an insurance expert, what kind of goes through your mind?
100-year floodplains are kind of the benchmark, and this is a 500, 750, 1,000-year flood event. It's hard to plan for that. Some of those places that should be high and dry under even a severe rain event are now inundated.
How does flood insurance work? Who can get it, and where do you kind of start?
Well, most any homeowner can buy it. The typical policyholder is going to be located in a floodplain all the way from a once-in-a-100-year event to, you know, you're on the beach and you've got a V-zone, which is a velocity. The storm surge comes in, you're going to flood in a hurricane, and everywhere in between. The risk is calculated by FEMA flood maps. Most insurance agents have access to flood insurance markets. The federal government is essentially the only market we have. Most of the program now is administered by what is known as a Write Your Own or a WYO, and those are kind of named carriers that you would recognize that administer policy issue, underwriting, and claims on behalf of NFIP.
And what does NFIP stand for?
National Flood Insurance Program. It's operated under the auspices of FEMA.
We just talked about who can get flood insurance. Who's required to carry it?
If you have a federally backed mortgage, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you're required to carry it. Typically, as you put a contract on a house, there will be a survey. Somebody will order a flood map, perhaps the title company or the lender. You're required to carry it as long as that mortgage is still in force. Now, once you pay your mortgage off, I would encourage you to consider keeping that flood insurance policy. My understanding, if you're not in a floodplain, then federally backed mortgages do not require flood insurance.
Traditional homeowners insurance will cover water damage, but that's more like a leaky roof or damage from rainfall after a storm tears a hole in your house, right?
You have to have a windstorm peel the shingles back, you know, blow a window out, a car, you know, running through the front of your living room off the street, and then rain comes in. That it requires that type of event to cover that kind of water damage. They do distinguish between that type of water damage and flood, typically rising water out of a river or a creek or a lake overflowing.
A lot of people balk at the cost of flood insurance. I talked to one evacuee from Port Arthur named Daphne Griffin. Here's what she had to say about the price of coverage.
They told me it was going to be like $460 a month.
Does that seem right, close to $500 a month for a typical house in the Houston, South Texas area?
It's not that every square foot of the Gulf Coast is in a flood zone, but a great swaths of it are, particularly with the river drainages and the low-lying areas. So yes, it's in accordance with the risk. I mean, if she's in a low-lying area, it's going to be a very high premium for much of any coverage.
Obviously, folks in coastal Texas have probably weighed the benefits of flood insurance. What about North Texans? Is there a need for it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
We have quite a few flood zones up here. They tend to be a little bit narrower, like a ribbon of a flood zone, rather than the entire city of Corpus Christi or Port Aransas that's, you know, 5 feet above sea level. But yes, those people are subject to that, and there's a lot of houses, less so now, but historically there were houses built in, they didn't know it was a flood zone in the 50s, 60s. It's not, you know, 80% perhaps like parts of Houston, but we still have flood zones all over North Texas, yes.
I'm guessing a lot of people choose not to buy flood insurance because it's just not in their budget. We're going to listen to Daphne Griffin again.
We're not going to get anything, so we're starting all over again, and it's important to have flood insurance, but when you have... you're on a set income and you have these kids to take care of, their needs, to me, was more important than getting flood insurance.
What would your advice be to someone like Daphne?
That's a real life situation. It's an exposure. You can get away with it for, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, and then you have an event, not even just a Harvey, even a Category 3 hurricane that hit the Texas or Louisiana coast every 5, 6, 7 years. So,
how will the flooding in Houston and Beaumont change lender requirements about buying flood insurance?
I don't know that they will suddenly require flood insurance if you're in a 100 to 500 year floodplain. They could. I just think they'll be more diligent. NFIP last count was something like $20 billion in the hole. I don't know what Harvey will do to that, but I think the early numbers are 80 to 90% of the people flooded in Harvey either had no flood insurance or were above the 100 year floodplain, and now you've got a 1,000 year flood event.
Burl Daniel, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for coming over to interview me. I appreciate your time.